the Rick Emerson Show. It's AM 970 Southern State Radio.
Hello!
503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. If you want to email, you can do that as well. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. To sum up, the two stages of confession, and I was just going to say this when we're done. I was saying this before we go to the break. When you're young, you just make up a bunch of stuff to confess. And then when you're older, you confess anything but the stuff you really ought to. That's the thing. And then when you become, you hit like 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and you have all kinds of legitimate stuff. You're crawling out a window and having sex with a hockey team or something. Theoretically speaking.
Did you theoretically do that?
Yes, I did, Scotty, constantly, all the time. I'm just saying.
That is the most random thing you could have said, though. What's going on there?
Not that I know anybody who did that. I totally do. Not anymore. Years ago, there was... How do I put this?
Now, were you on the hockey team? Or were you just sneaking out?
Yeah, I'm on the team. There was... in my hometown, there was... I guess maybe still is.
Were you the goalie?
I thought he was the catcher.
That's a totally different sport.
Okay,
oh,
see,
I'm sorry.
No, that was Wayne. That really was fantastic. I'm impressed at you. All right. In my hometown, there was, perhaps still is, I don't know what you call it, like AAA team, or it's a hockey team. It's not like a pro team, but they're called the Americans. I don't know what league they are, how big the team, but there was this girl that I went to school with who, it was widely said...
Raquel?
Did you date her?
Her name was Raquel. We haven't heard from Raquel in a long time. there was a girl whom it was... And probably it was a scurrilous rumor, which is why I won't use any part of her name. Because it was just one of those stories you hear. And it was widely rumored, though, that she was the preferred destination spot. She was the preferred vacation resort for all of the guys.
High school kids are mean.
Yeah, it really was true. It's like, you know, she did the whole team, don't you? And that was the same girl, by the way. We're so late. That was the same girl who, it was always rumored, had on the back of her... And, like, how would you ever know this? On the back of her bedroom door, it was always rumored that she had, like, a list posted of all the men that she had been with, all the guys she'd been with.
Oh, yeah, right.
Which, like, you look back in retrospect, it was completely fake, but we totally believed it. We were idiots. But when you get old enough to have real sins to confess, you never do. That's when you're just like, and so, I've had disrespectful thoughts about the whatever. And meanwhile, you've, like, killed a guy and buried him in a shallow grave in your basement or something. Ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth, it's Scotty J.
Time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour from AM 970 Solid State Radio. And now, from the Ministry of Truth,
Scotty J.
Tim Riley.
Failed to do that.
Right. Good afternoon, Scotty J. in for Tim Riley, who is not feeling very well today. For the Rick Emerson Show.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to the first news of the day. K-Fed talks about his Super Bowl commercial.
Is that the only lead-in there is?
Yeah, that's...
Isn't there an actual story?
It's really weak.
All right, is there an actual story that goes with that?
Well, I guess there is, because I'm looking now at this highlighted information.
Would you like...
It says you don't have to wait until Sunday to see the new Super Bowl ad.
Drop his mic just a hair there. Here's the thing.
Oh, I didn't see that the bed there wasn't highlighted.
Yeah, so. let's recap. So here's the thing about the news stories in front of you. There's going to be a lot of words on the paper. Now, sometimes, like in the case of that story, a whole bunch of those words are going to be highlighted. Those are the words you need to read, and then they will lead up to a soundbite.
Got it.
Let's take that again.
All right, let's do this one over.
Yes, let's do that one again.
You don't have to wait until Sunday to see the new Super Bowl ad featuring aspiring rapper Kevin Federline. Nationwide Insurance has posted the full-length commercial on its company website. The 30-second spot features pop star Britney Spears, soon to be ex-fantasizing that he is a superstar rapper.
Soon to be ex-fantasizing. I was fantasizing for a while, but I quit.
Federline then awakens...
That's my ex-fantasizing about the... never mind, go ahead.
It gets better. He wakes up to reality that he's actually a burger flipper at a shady fast food joint. Federline says...
At a shady fast food joint. Okay.
Federline says his marriage to Spears didn't have anything to do with this commercial.
No, I think it had a lot to do with, my life comes at me fast, and everybody's got to see that. So everything that's been going on in my life lately, and even before,
Okay, first of all, is that his natural speaking voice?
I've never heard him speak. I just realized that now.
Kevin Federline is a black man.
No, I think it had a lot to do with, you know, my life comes at me fast, and everybody's got to see that. So everything
okay, that's
been going
creepy.
On in my life lately, and even before.
I have never...
Well, you know, I have the commercial here, if you want me to play.
It's
brilliant.
Here's what I don't understand. Why would they be posting it on the website? Those Super Bowl commercials cost like $5 billion.
Actually, no, it's gold. They need to hoard it.
Like, there are websites out there where you can preview a bunch of the commercials now.
That just doesn't make any sense. That's the whole thing about the Super Bowl is the revelation, the reveal of the big spots. I don't know why they would post it early. That just doesn't make any sense to me. All right, do you have the audio?
I have it right
here.
Okay,
this is and I can't see the screen, but it's just him.
Let's just not even set it up. Just listen.
This is the audio from the Kevin Federline commercial that's going to air during the Super Bowl.
Yo, who got it better than me? Federline on the block, rolling VIP. Thick rims, thick rims, fat rocks, I got them. Shining like a superstar from top to bottom. Give me the sugar daddy, I'm the Mac. And if you need a dollar, holla, because I got a whole stack. What? Rolling VIP. What? Rolling VIP.
How many?
What?
Price. Life comes at you fast.
Thank you.
Okay, that's funny.
Nationwide annuity could guarantee you income for life.
Nationwide is on your side.
Okay, what is that?
That's funny.
It flashes to him. It's the whole video, and then it flashes to him in a fast food restaurant behind the counter singing along to the TV.
That's fantastic.
In his little uniform.
That's fantastic. And you know what? You know the comedy there? This is a thing that Aaron Sorkin talks a lot about is where's the comedy? The comedy there is that it's just two words from the guy. Federline. Fries. That's the funny. That's what makes it funny. The concept is amusing, but the funny is sold by the Federline fries. Just the two words there. Okay, that's legitimately funny. It really is. Okay.
See, and that's why they want to leak something like that.
He clearly didn't. He clearly didn't come up with that himself. But that's funny stuff, is what that is. And this just furthers what we were saying. That suddenly it shifted again, and we're all behind Kevin Federline. I mean, that's the sort of thing that will get people in your corner. You know who Kevin Federline is? I just had this realization. It's just come to me now. You know who he is?
Who?
He's a fictional character that, Sarah, you and I are familiar with. Scotty may not be. Many people in the audience might be. He is, wait for it, he is Turtle from Entourage. That's who Kevin Federline is.
Oh, that's dead on.
Because you know...
The Turtle actually has some skill.
Kevin Federline might actually have. I mean, look, everybody kind of makes fun of his music and his whatever, but I mean, it's no worse than 80% of the other crap.
Well, he's actually doing pretty well now. I mean, he's taken what he has to work
with. And you know that Turtle, who was a character on Entourage, you know Turtle had the chance to hook up with whatever. You know, Britney Spears had come to Turtle and was one of the Turtle Britney path would unfold exactly the same way the Turtle or the K-Fed Britney path has. And, you know, Turtle would bounce back. And Turtle would bounce back and play a style as Kevin Federline is. Let's listen to him speak once more. I'm astounded by how much he sounds like a big black man.
No, I think it had a lot to do with, you know, my life comes at me fast, and everybody's got to see that. So everything that's been going on in my life lately, and even before, you know...
Not a bad voice.
Yo, who got it better than me? Federline on the block, rolling VIP. Thick whip, thick rims, fat rock.
Yeah, you know the song's not that bad.
Give me the sugar daddy, I'm the Mac. And if you need a dollar, holla, because I got a whole stack. What? Rolling VIP. What? Rolling VIP.
Federline.
What?
Price.
Thank you.
That's funny.
Nationwide annuity could guarantee you income for life.
No word. There's no about it.
What were you gonna say, Scotty J?
Not about it. It's funny.
It's not too bad of a song, actually. It's really not. It's got a little catchy beat to it.
Here's the thing. I know that we are all supposed to say that Kevin Federline's music sucks and it's terrible. And the worst I can say about it, because I've heard his whole album, the best song on there, ironically, is the one that he can't release because it's got Britney singing the hook. Although he should. He should just release it, not just to screw with her. But the all I can say is that it's sort of generic. I'm in no position to judge contemporary hip-hop. I don't know anything about contemporary rap music. My knowledge of an ability to judge rap music ends in about 1995, because beyond that, I couldn't get into it anymore. I lost touch with it. I just don't. Rap doesn't resonate with me the way it used to.
I do enjoy rap music, but I hate the music when they're all like, look at all my stuff I have. Yeah. I have all, you know...
Bing.
And throwing like dollar bills at the camera,
which is so much of what it is. I mean, it's at least mainstream rap is just so much that now. And I know I sound like an old person. It's all the same, but there is just a real lack of and again, in mainstream rap, there's a lack of I don't know, it does all kind of hit the same three topics over and over and over again, which is just don't really, because I'm just not 15 anymore, so it's just not working, you know, just, is it, you know, slapping a hoe just ain't working for me the way it used to. When you're 15, you're like, slap the hoe, you know, when I was 15, there I'm driving along in my 1974 electric blue Ford Maverick, listening to Eazy-E talking about chilling 8-ball, you know, between his legs while he's driving his Impala, you know, and I was like, yeah, that's me, as I'm rolling through the mean streets of Kennewick. And it's just, it doesn't, I've moved on. All right.
Well, rumor has it that many a fast food restaurant employee is very mad at Nationwide right now wanting them to ban this commercial.
Because they all love their lives. Because people at fast food, I saw that story too. This video implies that people who work at fast food restaurants are unhappy. No, they're ecstatic. They wake up every day. In fact, they can't wait to get to bed at night, because the faster they go to bed, the sooner they'll wake up and go to work at the Taco Hut. They can't wait to get up at the ass crack of dawn and go cook fries for mouth breathers. All right. This guy's noting there's an email. Rick, the KFIN insurance ad is the same as the MC Hammer ad. No, that's fine. And that, I have no problem with that. They found a theme and they're sticking with it. It is very clearly meant to be a spin-off of the MC Hammer ad, which I don't think was last year. I think it was 2 years ago. Was it last year? How long have we been here? Because we did that thing with the fan. We did that Super Bowl party with the fan.
A couple of years ago.
Well, whatever. Anyway, but yeah, they're sticking with the theme because that's where MC Hammer's doing. They can't touch this, can't touch this, can't touch it. And then they're like hauling away his bins. So, all right, here's Scotty J at the Ministry of Truth.
Yeah, so if we're lucky, we'll catch the Federline Nationwide commercial this Sunday when CBS broadcasts Super Bowl 41.
The big game.
President Bush has warned Iran that any escalation of hostile activity in Iraq will be met with a firm response by the U.S. In an interview with National Public Radio, Bush said the U.S. would respond firmly to any military action by Iran that
did
was...
Did you just put that in quotes?
I did, because it's in quotes down here.
All right.
So.
Okay.
To any military action by Iran that was detrimental to American troops or the Iraqi people.
It makes common sense for the commander-in-chief to say to our troops and the Iraqi people and the Iraqi government that we will help you defend yourself from people that want to sow discord and harm.
God, it's just turning back the hands of time. Are we talking, I'm so confused, are we talking, I'm asking Scotty, as though he can clarify this for me, are we talking about defending Iraq from Iran?
Yes.
I swear to God, didn't we do this in like 1985? Isn't this exactly how Iraq got supposed weapons of mass destruction in the first place?
Yes.
Because we were there trying to defend them from Iran? Seriously, who cares about defending Iraq from Iran? Raise your hand if you give a rodent's rump about defending Iraq from Iran at this point. Why? What? Scotty's raising
Scotty
his hand.
Scotty does not care.
You don't care. Why are you pretending? Don't lie. You don't care about defending Iraq from Iran.
Yes, I do. I want to see them become a free country. I would like to see them be like America in some way or another, where the people are free, there is free trade, a free economy, and people from the outside, Syria, Iran, or other
places,
that's right, that surround Iraq, will not be able to ruin their country.
All right. Well, we tried that before. It didn't really work out.
Secondly, we've invested all this money and all this time in the war and the people that have died, et cetera, et cetera. We need to see it through so they can stand on their own. And hopefully that'll be soon.
Not going to happen. There's a phrase called throwing good money after bad. But Bush keeps using that phrase. The Bamberg guy's going to cut and run. There's another phrase called cut your losses. Cut your losses and leave. You know what I mean? It's like keeping the forerunner after it's been stolen 9 times. It just, you know, there comes a time when you got to just acknowledge you've purchased the wrong automobile and it's time to move forward.
Right. So. That's a complete suburban perspective topic that we could go in. I could respond to what you just said.
Yeah, let me make a note of that then. Scotty J, suburban perspective.
As to why we should cut and run.
Cut and run. All right, there you go. All right, here's Scotty J for Tim Ryan.
The decider's comment was thought to have been prompted by a quote from...
Are you calling him the decider, or does it say that in the story?
Oh, wait, I read that wrong. The president's comment was thought to have been prompted.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was wit. Okay. I didn't recognize it. Sorry about that. I blinked and missed it.
Well, his comment was thought to have been prompted by a quote from Iran's ambassador to Iraq, published today in the New York Times, Hussein Kazami Kwame. Sorry.
Well, to be fair,
I'm having a tough time reading this one.
He's doing no worse than Tim.
Kwame.
Just move on.
Said Iran was taking steps to greatly expand its military and economic ties with Iraq. Bush says that there are two issues with Iran, their interference in Iraq and their need to build a nuclear weapon. He says these issues can be resolved through diplomacy.
Are you unclear about it? Are you going to put question marks at the ends of your sentences?
No question marks, just a period.
Okay.
Bush's message from the Iranian people is their government is isolating them, and they will not reach their full potential, unless the government stops nuclear enrichment.
Okay.
A New Zealand man sets himself on fire in the city of Auckland on Sunday morning, driving 5 kilometers to another residence while he was still burning. The fire service said emergency services were first called to an address in Bayview Road. At about 9:40 a.m., the caller told us that the guy had set himself on fire and that the house he was in also caught on fire. After that, he got into the car while he was still on fire and drove to nearby Torbay.
The story's made up. It doesn't make any sense. We're going to take a break now. It's 503-733-2970. Scotty J. and for Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. Coming at the bottom of the hour, about 5 minutes from now, Ed McCarthy's going to talk to us about idiots waiting in line for Microsoft Vista. Top of the hour, Jim Roop will be here to talk about Brandy, who killed somebody last month, apparently. Later on, we have Dennis Pitzenbarger at the top five, the Suburban Perspective. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Show. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. Scotty J. at the Ministry of Truth today. And for Tim Riley, later on, Jim Roop, Dennis Pitzenbarger, Top 5, The Suburban Perspective, so forth. Why did I write down Harry? Oh, Harry Potter. I already made that.
Yes, you already told that.
Thank you. Crossing it off now. Right there, crossed off. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from the South, our good friend, CNN radio correspondent and mellow guy. Hello, Ed McCarthy. What's up, Ed? How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, it's been a long time. How you doing?
It's been a little crazy. We were gone for a while, then we were back, then you were gone, then you were in like Oklahoma or some crap, and then we just moved studios. So we were in the brand new illustrious studios of AM 970 Solid State Radio, and so it's been a very busy couple of weeks.
Sweet. How are the new studios? You liking them?
The new studios are good. They're very good. Where the phones are, the phones are coming along. They're a work in progress. The functionality of the phone system. But right now, everything is good. It's big. They're spacious. They're roomy. Brand new. I'm speaking to you through a brand new Electro Voice RE20, the finest vocal transducer known to man. Brand new microphone, my friend.
Sounds great. Sounds excellent.
Thank you.
Very, very good. You know, it's funny because we've got some new equipment that we're going to be rolling out here because I got to go down to the Super Bowl Thursday morning. I fly down, so I got to get used to this stuff, and it's pretty cutting edge. And we'll see how it is.
Now, what kind of
cutting edge for a guy like me means trouble? You know what I mean?
Do you? That was it. You almost slipped into Rodney Dangerfield there. You almost slipped into the Dangerfield.
I was just thinking that.
Let's see. Is there a...
I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? I got no respect. You know what I'm saying to you?
Fantastic. Let's talk about this. Please tell me that I'm misreading this. Please tell me there are not people camping outside of stores to get this. How can people possibly be excited in 2007 about a new Microsoft operating system, which will almost certainly be laden with flaws and exposed?
You are correct, sir. Yeah. They are not. They are not, sir. Nobody was camping out.
Are you sure about that?
They started these things a little after midnight, and it just didn't really work out to their expectations. So I think a lot of people I talked to said that they were kind of waiting to see how it goes. And you mentioned flaws. I think that's what people want to see. You know, they want to work out the kinks if there are any problems with it. And quite honestly, maybe a lot of people don't think they have or they, you know, it has what they really need. You know, maybe it's just too much.
Well, the thing is, it's just, I know how this goes. I've been following Microsoft and I've lived in America for long enough that I can follow this news cycle where Microsoft puts out a product. They claim that Microsoft announces the product. They delay it 500 times. Decades pass. The product is finally released. And then, you know, all Microsoft, and God love them, but all Microsoft seems to be doing somehow is to be finding new and faster and more efficient ways to expose my credit card data to thieves. I mean, that's really what it is. That's the big selling point on the front of the box. You know, on the front of the box,
well, you
know,
they say the security is better on this one.
No, but that's a lie. They have to say that because otherwise they're forced to. Because the alternative is to put a big sticker on the front of the box that says now 33% more phishing holes. You know, for some 14-year-old in the Netherlands to get on and buy a bunch of pornography on my MasterCard.
Oh boy, are you getting the emails from these clowns that are have the penny stocks? Are you getting that stuff?
Oh yeah, no, I was just getting some. I was reading an article actually that said that it's so-called graphic spam, which is where it's a bunch of text and then it's a bunch of text that's just gibberish, and the gibberish will be like 5 bob purple dinosaur, purple cottage cheese grater, melon rind fly sky airplane, and then
I get that too.
And then there's a graphic in it like a JPEG, and the graphic is the thing that has the actual spam text. Like, click here to buy this fantastic stock that you absolutely possibly cannot lose money on. And there's just a bunch of scams. They say that that is the thing that might actually cripple the internet because it slips by spam detectors, and there's actually so much traffic and bandwidth used by that that may be the thing that just makes the internet cry uncle.
I got one today that wasn't even for me. It was one for the CNN TV correspondent. So they put these real news slugs on them that it sounds like it's, you know, legitimate. And of course, you don't go into anything that you don't know. But it was for Cialis.
Yeah. Well, maybe they know something about Wolf Blitzer that we don't know, sir.
It wasn't Wolf. It was somebody else.
Fantastic. Wolf Blitzer is my comedic go-to guy just because that name amuses me. That really is the greatest. Are you all jealous that you don't have the name Wolf Blitzer? Do you all secretly believe that he made that up? Because we have to acknowledge right now that is the greatest news broadcaster name in all of history.
I'm jealous I don't have the name Anderson Cooper because he just signed a new deal for $4 million a year.
Yeah, but that's only because his mom probably threatens to break legs. You know that that's true. You know his mom is behind the scenes going, I will ruin you. Employ my boy or I will break you. That's just a theory. You don't have to agree with that. That's only Rick Emerson's supposition.
Rick Emerson's theory.
Yes, exactly. All right, my friend, Microsoft, it's out. Don't buy it. It's a waste of money. So there you go. Fantastic. All right. Ed McCarthy in Atlanta. Thank you, sir. We will talk to you soon.
You bet, Rick. Right. Bye-bye.
There you go. Ed McCarthy, ladies and gentlemen. That's not a waste of money. I just can't possibly fathom. Like, what is your computer? Now I sound old. I'm turning into an old person. I'm going to say, what does your computer need to do that it doesn't already do? But really, every time I install a Microsoft upgrade on my computer, it's just like bloatware, man. All it does is make the computer bigger and heavier and run more slowly. So for the love of God! At the Ministry of Truth, here is Scotty J. for Tim Riley.
Yes, the Westerville police said a resource officer at Westerville North High School shot a naked student with a taser gun Monday afternoon.
Hello. What the hell was that?
By the way, we'll have that coming up, that's for sure.
The Whitney watch with a little preemptive firing.
Stay
over there.
Stay tuned for that.
With you.
We will definitely
get
that.
It's really hot in here.
It is hot. I feel flushed.
It's just distracted. I was looking at it. I'm like, oh, there it is.
I
couldn't stop myself.
Well,
it's been so long.
See, we'll be...
Stop looking at me.
Don't look at my shoes. No, I feel weird. I don't have a fever, I don't think.
No, I'm looking at the temperature. It's 76 degrees.
No, right? I can feel my face is flushed and it's just kind of, I don't know, I've got that like thin sheen of underarm sweat. Not a lot. No, not enough to smell. And I put on an extra layer of deodorant this morning. Do you ever do this? Do you ever go to the store and you think you've purchased antiperspirant, but really you've only purchased deodorant and it doesn't stop you from sweating? It's just that you have lavender sweat. Can you hear me in the back? Here's Scotty James. Anyway, they tased the guy.
Yeah, they tased him because he was running naked through his high school. The incident occurred during one of the afternoon lunch periods. The student, covered in grapeseed oil and wearing nothing but a long beard and shoulder-length hair.
What?
He was wearing grapeseed...
He's wearing what?
Grapeseed oil.
And that's what?
I don't know, he just lathered himself up in grapeseed oil, I guess.
Oh, that's the worst phrase of the day. I don't know, he just lathered himself up in grapeseed oil. Fantastic. And he had a long beard?
Yeah, so apparently...
How old of a student are we talking about here? How long can you go to high school? Where was this at?
This was in Westerville, Ohio.
All right, there's something wrong with Ohio. I mean, I know everybody kind of knows that, but Ohio sort of is the Florida of the Midwest, I guess. All right, so anyway, so he's lathered in grapeseed oil and nude...
And he entered the lunchroom and began yelling and flailing his arms at police.
Scotty is now actually flailing his arms as he reads the story, so you get a heightened degree of realism.
I can just totally imagine the guy running through there.
Why grapeseed oil? Does anybody know what grapeseed oil is?
Where do you even get grapeseed oil?
Well, what is that? I mean, it sounds dumb, but is that made from grapes? Or is that like... I have no idea. I guess it doesn't really matter. Let's substitute something else. Canola. Slathered in canola oil. Is that that must be to make him harder to catch. Like at the police, like he slips away like a greased hog.
All right, that must be it.
All right, okay.
Or the taser hitting him, it'll slip off or something.
No, I don't think that's how that works. I think he probably knows at this point that doesn't really work in the strictest sense. All right, well, there you go.
Well, the young man didn't just run through the lunchroom and out the other door, said the Westerville police. He was actually confronting students at one point. And he also confronted a school administrator.
While covered in grapeseed oil and nude.
Yes, and he did the double handshake thing.
Yes, don't hug me. Let's talk to David. David, you're on the Rick Emerson radio program. Hello, sir.
What's going on?
David, are you on a speakerphone?
Speakerphone.
Thank you.
I wasn't. I was on a headpiece thing. Anyway,
oh, okay. What's up, brother?
Is that better?
Yes. How can I help you, sir?
I big fan. Just had to call in. I heard the... sounds like you've got a Kool-Aid drinker in there today.
Always. And Scotty,
I want to respond to some of the comments.
Okay. Scotty Jade, this is David talking to you now.
David, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. I guess the first thing I wanted to say was just that... Iraq is far less secular and westernized than it was before we went and blew it all to hell.
Hold on, let's put a pin in this for a second. Scotty J.
Yes.
What does secular mean?
Meaning that they're worse off now than before when we came there. In other words, they have less freedom now than they did when they were with Saddam, is what you're saying, right?
Okay, but my question is...
Secular, I don't know. I mean, come on. I don't have enough time to look that up on dictionary.com.
If you had to guess what the word secular meant, Scotty, what would you guess?
Grouping a certain group.
All right, David, let's not clarify that right now. Let's just move forward.
Okay. This has been something that the administration has been pushing for a while, and there's two threads to this. The first being that they've been trying to inflate the outsiders' roles in the insurgency and the violence that's going on there, when in fact the great majority of the insurgency is the people that live there, is the Iraqi people.
Scotty, are you looking at the word
Al-Qaeda thing, the Iranian thing? Those have all been inflated.
Right.
And the second threat to that is that this is trying to make us as a country and as trying to inflate the threat of Iran is something they've been doing for a long time.
Yeah.
They have a stated objective of wanting to dominate the region, and
Scotty,
taking over Iran is another step in doing
that. Let me just say this. Scotty isn't listening to you because he's looking up the word secular.
No, I am listening.
All right. What did he just say? Okay, thanks. David, I'm sorry. Really, it's pearls before swine, David. I'm sorry. I apologize. Thank you for the call, though.
No, I can define secular.
That's okay. It's more fun if you don't.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. That's David.
Thank you.
There you go. That's David. Scotty, what does secular mean?
It involves legal and military authority as opposed to clerical authority or matters the church controls.
Yes.
I was a little bit off.
And it's colloquially used simply to mean something that is not religious in nature.
I don't know, but I'm going to leave the dictionary.com up at all times. Getting back to the story, authorities said, this is about the gentleman who ran naked through his lunchroom with grapeseed oil on. Authorities said the officer then shot the student with a taser gun. After initially being stopped, he returned to his feet and tried to run away again. The officer then shot the student a second time and placed him under arrest.
Apparently, by the way, grapeseed oil and canola oil are the same thing. Just so you know. Blah, 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 blah. It's like how tuna was originally named horse mackerel. Apparently, says Tom.
Oh, that's good.
All right, let's move on. Here's Scotty J. in for Tim Riley today.
Cops say a tampon was venue for contraband. A Connecticut woman faces felony charges after she allegedly tried to smuggle drugs and a scalpel into Great...
In your face, Sarah Dillon. It's about time you had one of those stories.
What? What are you talking about?
I get the story about the guy whose testicle got twisted off last week. There's a woman smuggling a... What is it? A scalpel?
Yes.
Smuggling a scalpel inside her tampon.
Drugs.
Yeah, eat that. Yeah.
Eat that. That just sounds disgusting.
Okay, Scotty J.
I'm trying to be relatable, by the way.
I know. I'm just asking.
Was it the tiny little OB tampon, or was it... It had to have been a full
pad. Was it a box of tampons?
No, it said in a... No, that wouldn't make any sense. She was smuggling it into prison. Why would they let her take a box of tampons into prison? Unless something is drastically wrong with her husband.
I can clarify this.
They're cats in prison. I didn't know that.
That's only in a female prison.
She allegedly tried to smuggle drugs and a scalpel into the state prison. It's Great Meadow State Prison. In a tampon.
A tampon.
A scalpel?
Not a box of tampons.
Oh.
In a tampon, which was in a private place, I believe. That's the only way. There's only one way to smuggle a single tampon, ladies and gentlemen.
In your hand?
Yes, in your hand. Because a tampon in the hand... Come on, it was right there. I'm not even going to finish it. You kids know what I'm saying.
Something in the fist, or I don't know.
Something in the fist. I think you've got it backward.
This whole story is making me think of cuts like a knife, but that's another story. Authorities said Tuesday that Cassandra D. Jones, 42, of Cold Springs Road in Rocky Hill, Connecticut, was visiting an inmate whose name was not released.
But I believe... I believe the first word of it is baby.
Right. The State Department said it is extremely challenging to stop the flow of drugs into our prisons, but our goal is to keep prisons safe.
Uh-huh.
750 people visit the state prison there at Great Meadow.
Okay,
that's kind of a weird statement. It says it's really hard to keep out the flow of drugs, but we're concentrating on keeping prisons safe.
Yeah.
He's not saying concentrating on keeping the drugs out.
No, I think if you go to prison, you ought to get all the drugs you want. I think if you go to prison... People in prison ought to just be given the choice of, like, you can go to the library, you can get your degree, you can lift weights, you can, you know, join the White Power Brotherhood, whatever. Whatever it is you want to do. Or you could just sit there and have drugs all day long. Think of how the lack of violence you would have. Think of it. I mean, especially if you're a lifer. If you're a guy who's going to be there for 20 years, they ought to just give you all the drugs you can possibly ingest for the first 15, and over the last 5, they just start stepping you down. Because all the guys who go into prison are addicted to drugs. They're all on drugs anyway. I say, sounding like my grandfather, they're all on drugs. All of them. They're all on the pot.
And all having the gay sex?
All having the gay... They're all having the sodomy. Seriously, you get some guy in prison who's a junkie. Well, fine, let him continue to be... Do you think a guy who's smacked out of his brain on heroin all day is going to be causing any problems for anybody? Not at all. That guy can't even lift his comb. So that's what they ought to do. Just drugs for all.
Rick, like Private Pyle and the sergeant in Full Metal Jacket, I think we finally agree on something here.
Yes, about giving prisoners drugs?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Let's move on.
A half-animal woman is found in a Cambodian jungle. A woman who disappeared in the jungles of northeastern Cambodia as a child has apparently been found after living in the wild for 19 years. The woman believed to be Rakom Pingjing now 27 years old, cannot speak any intelligible language, so details of her saga have been difficult to confirm. She's like half human and half animal, said Mo San, police chief of Oi Dial District. She's weird. She sleeps during the day and stays up all night.
I dig chicks who are raised by wolves. I really do. Feral children are fascinating to me.
Like Jodie Foster? What was that movie?
In Nell.
They can't talk back.
I can't even.
And all they have
Scotty.
Is the primal instinct.
Well, Scotty, you'd like her too. She can't speak and she's Asian. So there you go.
And she's up all night, Scotty J.
And she's an animal.
Oh, that's creepy. She's your perfect woman. I will watch every so often. There'll be this special.
What do you mean? Like, where is this big clump of animal women that you're finding that you have a thing for?
It's not that I have a thing for animal women. Let's not be. We've had enough misleading statements about me on the program today. That statement about how I. That uncomfortable statement you made in the first hour about how I long for the touch of my big black therapist.
I just think you need to learn how to love and hug.
I'll love and hug someone. I'll learn to love and hug someone else. Every so often on the Discovery Channel, there will be this program, and it's about not just women. It's about kids who have been raised by animals. But the one that they show, there's this girl in Russia, and I forget exactly how it happened, but it was like, parents killed, blah, blah, blah. You know, she lived in some backcountry hinterlands. Some disease went through the village, killed everybody. She was left there alone at like the age of 3. And then she was adopted by this pack of wild dogs. And they found her when she was about 15. She had spent about 12 years in the jungle or whatever it is, in the backwoods of Russia, just in this foresty, undergrowthy area, just being raised by wild dogs. And she walks around on all fours, and she growls, and she barks, and she, like, when she goes to, if they keep a tap running in the backyard of the place where she lives now, and she'll go out back and, like, get underneath it and, like, shake herself off, like, that's how she would clean herself. But the creepiest part is the camera guy, and they're...
But this is the girl that you thought was hot.
I didn't think she was hot. I never said she was hot.
I thought you said that you thought she was. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. That's what I really thought you said.
No. I'm fascinated by kids. I said chicks in this case because this we're talking about a woman. But I'm fascinated by kids who are raised by animals because they do exist. They find every now and again in underdeveloped countries, they will find kids who were abandoned by their parents or the parents died or whatever, and they were raised around animals. And so the kids at their early age, their brain adapted and they just learned to act like animals. And there's this girl in Russia. She's 15, they're trying to rehabilitate her and everything, but it's a really hard row to hoe, as they say. And the creepiest thing in this documentary, I wish I could remember the name of it, but the creepiest thing in this documentary, about this, and this wasn't like 20 years ago, this is like now, like she's in some hospital somewhere now being rehabilitated. The camera guy is getting close to her, and they have the doctor saying, like, this is Anna, and she was abandoned by her parents or whatever, and she was raised, you know, she lived with a pack of wild dogs for 9.5 years, and she picked up many of their characteristics and traits, and you will note that she still exhibits many canine tendencies now, and we are trying to reacclimate her to the human world and get her to walk upright and use utensils to eat and so forth. And the whole time, the girl is wearing cut off jeans and a t-shirt. She's crawling on all fours, but not like a baby, but like a dog, like on her fingertips, and she's crawling towards the camera guy, like doing that thing where her head is tilted down and she's like looking up underneath her eyebrows a little bit. And she's getting closer to the camera guy, and she doesn't like the camera because it's the most terrifying thing. And Lara couldn't watch it. She had to leave the room. She had to get, and this is not like a fake thing, this is a real documentary.
Attack him?
She doesn't attack him, but the doctor is like talking to her, and she starts advancing on the camera guy. And this is when Lara had to leave the room, and she looks up at the camera guy, and she just starts making this like sound in the back of her throat. And it was like, I'm warning you, get away from me.
Didn't sound. I see this in a white snake video?
It was. Okay, that's fantastic. Fantastic. That's genius. Where did you... But it's creepy, man. If it's ever on the Discovery Channel again, I'll bring it in. I'll DVD it and bring it in for you so you can watch it. It is freaky. And then they show some kids, and it's like they talk about Romulus and Remus and blah, blah, blah. But, man, there are some kids in the world been raised by animals, and they freak me the hell out, man. It's terrifying. All right, let's move on.
Well, Miss Pin Jing was only 8 years old when she disappeared in 88, and here's one final note on this.
Okay.
You would think that she'd be able
She's looking for an American man to keep her.
She was out herding buffalo, and she disappeared in 88. She was 8 years old. You would think that she would have some form of communication then, but they said when they found her just recently, she cannot communicate whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, time now for your Whitney Watch.
Here's your Whitney Watch. For Tuesday on the Rick Emerson Show.
National Enquirer is said to, they are going to sell Whitney Houston auction items. Fans of troubled diva Whitney Houston are being offered another chance to get their hands on the singer's personal items. Editors of the tabloid National Enquirer are offering up memorabilia that they picked up at the Soul Stars auction. Items such as belts, headbands and a pair of silk Dolce and Gabbana pants from...
Dolce and Gabbana.
Is that right?
Sarah didn't even hear that.
Oh, I heard it.
Are you going to make the obvious joke? Come on. Dolce and Gabbana.
Oh, I can never remember it. Are you going to do the showgirls one? Do it.
It's for Stace. Come on. God, how gay that I have to make the showgirls reference. Why did I have to do that? All right, fine.
Nice thing is the wardrobe can now be worn by Enquirer readers.
No, I would totally, if I had the money, I would totally buy something. Like then when she snuffs it, it'll be worth something. Does anybody have any, does anybody here own interesting rock star memorabilia? And I don't just mean like a t-shirt or something, like something you got. Like I have a friend of mine saw a Kiss concert. At the end, Paul Stanley smashes the guitar and it kind of splintered and then he tossed a bunch of the guitar splinters into the crowd. A friend of mine like, bam, like grabbed it right there. I have a bloody bass pick that Gene Simmons used on stage because he does thing where he spits blood and then he flies. And I had a friend of mine, she was a stripper, and so she was backstage and then she was under the stage with one of the crew. This is years ago. This is on the reunion tour. She was under the stage amusing one of the crew members, and Gene was on stage doing his whole breathing fire, spitting blood, flying up, blah, 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 whatever. And when, you know, and he would play bass, and the bass pick slipped out of his hand, or he threw it away and got a new one, or whatever, and it fell down, and she grabbed it, and I've actually got it, like, laminated, so it can't actually, so you can't even be touched, as Nigel Tufnell would say, but it's actually a Gene Smith's bass pick, and it has his bloody fingerprint, her bloody thumbprint right on it. It's badass. All right, there's your Whitney Watch.
We don't get to talk about our things that we have?
Oh, I didn't think anybody had anything.
No, I have an electric guitar from my friend who was married to Meatloaf's daughter. I have an exclusive guitar that he only gave out to 100 of like his family and friends. That's the cover of Bad Outta Hell.
I've seen that, actually.
Yeah.
No.
That's my special thing. I guess it used to have his autograph on it, but it's rubbed off.
It's badass. It is totally the Bad Outta Hell cover painted onto, it's like a Stratocaster.
When I finally have like a big old place for myself, that thing is mounted above the fireplace forever.
It really is beautiful. All right, there's your Whitney Watch. Watch for Tuesday on the Rick Emerson Radio program. Take a break? All right. Coming up in a few minutes, we got CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop will be here later on. Dennis Spitzenbarger, Scotty J with a suburban perspective, the top five, and more from the Ministry of Truth. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It is Tuesday, 503-733-2970. Stay there. Back after this. So ready, I was just in the middle.